Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
15-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather for Aaron Rodgers' reunion game with the Packers. He was just chatting with Packers reporters. They did a special Zoom call with them. And he said, I will finish my career one day in Green Bay. I think he has to mean that he'll just sign a one-day contract there. Maybe he'll play in one preseason game like Marc-Andre Fleury did with the Penguins. That would be bonkers. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. No Malsey today. He's off. He should be back tomorrow. We are live at Studio B, Bowser Chevy. Ray Fittipaldo is going to join me next hour. Aaron Rodgers, and that was Arthur Smith saying, he's an outlier. You play 21 years in the NFL at this high of a level, that should be a mathematical impossibility is what he said. If I had to make a decision right now, and we don't, which is cool, but if I had to make one right now, and Aaron Rodgers is true to his word, and doesn't care about the money at all, and he's willing to play for $13 million, basically bottom end, NFL starting quarterback money. If that's what he's willing to do, and I had to sign him back right now for $13 million next year, I would 100% do it. Because even at that price is not going to preclude you from drafting somebody and developing another young quarterback. I mean, you could even bring in whoever next winter or next spring's version of Daniel Jones is and give that guy $13 million a year to be a younger Aaron Rodgers backup with maybe more upside than Mason Rudolph. I am spitballing right now and saying this out loud, and because you still have a ton of flexibility with a quarterback making such little money as that. Now, if he wants a raise, that's a different question. And we went through all that last year with Russell Wilson because he wasn't going to play for the league minimum again. And he's making more than $20 million this year. At least he was with incentive. So he might actually not get to that number. But I digress. I don't want to get sidetracked by that. Right now, Aaron Rodgers feels like a guy that I want to see play in Pittsburgh beyond this year. And I never, ever, ever thought I would say that. I thought I would want to dump out of this experiment very quickly and get to the guys like Mason Rudolph and Will Howard, believe it or not. Howard, by the way, did talk about Rodgers today. Howard, his second practice, and he could not be more complimentary, kinder of Rodgers in the way that Rodgers has promoted Will Howard's growth and development, which is perfect. I mean, that's not his job. But it also helps when somebody is secure enough in their job where they don't feel threatened by people who they work with. You should look, even if it's a guy at your position, can you make that person better because it's a team? You don't want that guy, you don't want to groom him to take your job per se and cause you to hit the unemployment line. But it's different when you are at retirement age and not someone who's 31 years old and still thinks he can play for another 5 or 6 years. So that's why, obviously, there's a very copacetic relationship there between Will Howard and Aaron Rodgers, where they get along swimmingly. Jeremy Fowler, who used to cover the Steelers for ESPN before he left to become the next Adam Schefter and before Brooke Pryor moved into his spot, will get scoops quite often, and he gets a lot of them on the Steelers because of the relationships he has with agents and with Steelers brass. And he said today the following about the Steelers and their relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Quote, "The Steelers will scour the draft market for the QB of the future for sure," he says. They're already doing so. So that's accurate. They're out. They've sent their big scouts, their regional scouts, to all these games. And it seems like it's either blatantly obvious that they're looking at quarterbacks for next year's draft, or just it's just a coincidence that they're going to all these games that are featuring quarterbacks that are going to be first, second, third round picks, presumably. Yeah, they're in the market for a quarterback. It's not a secret. But it's on to say, if you ask people with the Steelers whether they would entertain the notion of Rodgers in the black and gold in 2026, the answer would be a resounding yes. He has maintained his elite ability to throw the football. Through six games, I would say that's absolutely true. Now, the helpful thing here is that the Steelers are in no rush to make a decision. They don't make decisions in season. It's their team policy, which I think is kind of backwards, to not negotiate with players when you're in season. So there's no way that Aaron Rodgers could even go to them right now if he wanted to and say, hey, why don't we set things up for next year? That's not how they get down.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I also think that I would need to see, I'm trying to think of exactly what the numbers would have to look like and what the Steelers would have to do at this point for me to still feel like 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers next year is the way I would want to go at quarterback. And I don't think the Steelers would have to make the playoffs for me to want to bring him back. If they miss the playoffs this year, that's a disappointment. They can try to spin it any way they want. It would be. It right now would feel like it was the defense's fault. And I think that's why I would be, that's probably why I would be endorsing Rodgers coming back. But I have to admit, like I said, at $13 million, it's a slam dunk. And at that price point, it is. The devil's advocate position, though, is if your defense isn't great and you really are not a Super Bowl contender, which right now I don't feel like the Steelers are. That's how much the Bengals game kind of shattered my confidence in them. If you don't think you're close to winning something significant, what is the point of having a quarterback in his 40s as your guy? Just to be like a relevant team that is competing for a playoff spot? We've watched that movie. We've watched versions of that motion picture or TV show for the last 10 years here. And it's novel right now because it's Aaron Rodgers' first year doing it. I don't know if I would feel the same way a year from now if I'm watching him at 42 years old and the Steelers are still spinning their wheels. I probably wouldn't. At that point, I'd probably feel like we saw enough of this in 2025. I don't really want to watch it unfold again where Aaron Rodgers still looks like he's a competent to above average NFL quarterback, but the team itself is not going anywhere. And I remember talking to a lot of Steelers fans who would call into this show before the season started. Really, even the ones that were in favor of Rodgers would come up with these really insane hypotheticals like the only way that I would want, this is I'm now projecting and talking as callers. The only way I'd want him back is if, you know, the Steelers got to the Super Bowl or went to the AFC Championship game. If that happened, then yes, bring him back. But anything short of that, no. Who cares if he throws for 30 touchdown passes? If you're 9-8 again, I don't want to see him be a part of 9-8 football teams for multiple years when he's an old man in football terms. You're catching me on a day right now where even though the Steelers are coming off a loss that is going to change my life forever because I need my nipples pierced because of it, or I have to get my nipples pierced because of it, I am saying right now that I am in favor of running it back with Aaron Rodgers, and it sounds like that would be the Steelers' preference right now. The fact that it's the Steelers' preference also tells me a couple things based on this Jeremy Fowler report. Number one, it tells me that they don't think Will Howard is close to ready, and I'm a Will Howard guy. I think he's got a shot, but the fact that they wouldn't feel comfortable not having watched him practice in a long time and not having watched him play in the preseason, the fact that like no one in the building is telling this NFL insider that they want to move on from Aaron Rodgers because they're bullish on Will Howard makes sense. There's not like a there's not a volume of practices and things that Will Howard could have done on a football field to convince the Steelers that he's ready to be their guy at any point. I get that. It also, I think, tips their, if this is true, and I don't see why it wouldn't be, I don't want to question Jeremy Fowler's reporting abilities. It also kind of tells me that they're not thrilled about what they see from the quarterbacks in the 2026 draft. Because it says here they are scouring the draft market for the quarterback of the future for sure. So they're looking into it. If they were blown away and thought that there were several good options in next year's draft, I don't think that the rest of the report would say that bringing him back in 2026 is a resounding yes, please, throughout the organization. If the Steelers thought that there were five or six potential franchise quarterbacks in this draft, why would you be, unless like your plan is to draft a guy who absolutely is going to sit all of next year, which, as it turned out, worked for both of the guys who are playing in this game on Sunday. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has ever answered that. He probably has, but I don't think he's answered that question since he's been here. It would have been a good one to ask him yesterday. Does he feel like sitting behind Brett Favre for as long as he did made him the great quarterback that he was in his career? Or if he had, say, if he had the situation Ben fell into, where Tommy Maddox got hurt in September of his rookie year and went in and never came out. If Rodgers went in for Favre in 2005, is he outstanding from the very beginning and never looks back? Or does Rodgers feel like the time he spent watching and learning and studying turned him into this great quarterback? And you could say the same thing about Love. Love was a green prospect out of college. He played at Utah State. He was not looked at as a ready-made guy. So my outside looking in opinion on that is he probably did need to sit behind Aaron Rodgers for a few years. But why the hell would you care about that? Why am I even sharing my opinion on how that helped Jordan Love's development? The only way that's relevant or pertinent to this game on Sunday is how he looks against the Steelers defense. And my prediction is he will probably look really good against this defense because we've got old corners here and we've got a defensive staff that is not helping the cause. They did against the Vikings. Yep, they outcoached Brian Flores. Congratulations on all their success. I don't think they've had a great defensive game plan in any game since. 412-928-9370. Can text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line, a person in your law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ray Fittipaldo, a Steelers starting offensive lineman. They've had a clean bill of health on the offensive line all year. One of their starters missed practice today. Is that a bad omen?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.